Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. In today's cyber brief, prolific Puma has been flexing its claws, presenting unique challenges for cybersecurity experts worldwide. At the same time, the tech world has been abuzz with Atlassian's recent critical vulnerability warning for Confluence users. But it's not all doom and gloom. In a groundbreaking move, 40 nations are banding together in a decisive stance against ransomware payments. So join us as we navigate the intricate web of these cybersecurity developments. First, in our threat landscape overview, we examine today's foremost cyber threats. So let's examine the world of malware meal kits. It seems hackers are now offering value deals, and with these kits going for less than $100, can you guess what they're serving? They're serving a hearty dish of remote access Trojans that are often disguised as your everyday Excel and PowerPoint files. Courtesy of HP Wolf Security's latest findings in their Q3 2023 Threat Insights report, there's a massive uptick in seemingly legit Excel files infected with the notorious Parallax rat. This rat isn't shy. It boldly presents itself in invoices, and if you're tempted to click it, well, let's just say it's not a confetti party this launched. Intriguingly, platforms like GitHub, often considered safe havens, have been compromised with malware kits like Xworm. New variants like Discord Rad 2.0 are also making their debut. What's more, 80% of these threats are sliding into inboxes. And in a plot twist that could rival any soap opera, some seasoned criminals are getting cheeky, targeting their greenhorn counterparts in rat campaigns. Who said that the cyber world lacked drama? Speaking of drama, Parallax Rat has made a dramatic leap from being the 46th favorite payload to bagging the 7th spot within the quarter. HP researchers have even spotlighted a Jekyll and Hyde attack, where one thread opens a file and its evil twin silently runs malware, leaving the users clueless. Remember, this is the same rat that made headlines during the pandemic onset, being a master of evasion and theft. Meanwhile, as rats seem to be the trending theme of 2023 Cyber Fashion Week, other modules like Remcos and the vintage Houdini are strutting down the runway. The latter is 10 years old and conceals itself with devious JavaScript malware known as VijayaWorm. But here's the silver lining. With Microsoft's decision to retire VBScript, or Visual Basic Script, threats like Houdini and Parallax might just be short-lived trends. But like any fashion scene, when one trend fades, another emerges. Experts anticipate attackers swapping VBScript for the likes of PowerShell and Bash, spicing things up with innovative obfuscation techniques. So, as we look ahead, one thing is clear. The cat and mouse chase in the cyber realm is far from over. Our second article talks about a new villain in town, prolific Puma. This cunning hacker operates a flourishing link shortening service and is serving threat actors with top-tier .us domains. These aren't just any domains. They make phishing attempts appear more legitimate, thereby hoodwinking unsuspecting victims. Infoblox, in its recent research, uncovered the vast expanse of this operation. Over the last year and a half, the prolific Puma has sprawled around 75,000 unique domain names. As Renee Burden from Infoblox puts it, these shortened links give malefactors an upper hand. They can craft concise URLs for text messages, conceal their end destinations, and cunningly evade detection from security tools. So how does our digital anti-hero pull off this trickery? Enter Registered Domain Generation Algorithms, or RGDAs. Unlike their predecessors, these domains are properly registered and fully operational. In the Puma's prime picks, the US domain. Though meant exclusively for American citizens, it seems that enforcement is, let's say it, lax, especially with registrants like NameSilo, where cybercrooks can whip up a domain with fabricated info and even pay in Bitcoin, adding a sprinkle of anonymity. Yet, The plot thickens. Prolific Puma is not just creating domains, but is also ventured into personal use of these assets, flagrantly flouting the norms set for the .us TLDs. So, where does the solution lie? Well, Burden believes that it's with the domain registrants. Addressing this issue needs a multifaceted approach. It's a blend of technical prowess, robust policies, and collaborative efforts with cybersecurity advocacy groups. After all, ensuring online safety without compromising privacy is the real endgame. And for our last story of the threat landscape overview, we're doing a follow-up on our coverage from yesterday regarding Huawei, Vivo, and Honor phones, which mistakenly flagged a Google app as malware. Avast, which is an antivirus company, has now confirmed that the issue stemmed from their antivirus SDK. Avast pinpointed the false positive to Huawei's Optimizer app, with the main impact being on users outside of China. The company acted swiftly, and by October 30th, they implemented a fix resolving the issue. In today's vulnerability dispatch, Atlassian has just sounded the alarm about a major vulnerability in its Confluence data center and server. If this flaw is leveraged by a malicious actor, we could be looking at a scenario with significant data loss. Marked as CVE-2023-22518, this vulnerability ranks at a high 9.1 on the CVSS score, falling under the category of improper authorization vulnerability. Now, here's a critical part for Confluence users out there. Every single version of Confluence data center and server is vulnerable, but Atlassian has been quick on its feet patching the flaw in several recent versions from 7.19.16 onwards. While data loss is on the cards if the flaw is exploited, the silver lining is, as Atlassian pointed out, that attacker cannot siphon off any instance data, keeping confidentiality intact. If you're a Confluence user, Atlassian's immediate advice is clear. If your instance is publicly accessible, consider disconnecting it until you've patched up. And if you're on an older version, now might be the time to consider an upgrade. Even though this vulnerability has not been misused yet in the wild, let's not forget, past vulnerabilities in the software have indeed caught the attention of cyber adversaries. Just less than 5 days after its public disclosure, a critical vulnerability in F5's Big IP product has been exploited, following the release of a proof-of-concept exploit code. This flaw, labeled as CVE-2023-46747, and holding a concerning CVSS score of 9.8, impacts the traffic management user interface of Big IP, creating a gateway for unauthenticated remote code execution. Specifically, it's a request smuggling flaw nestled within the configuration utility component of Big IP, and if manipulated, could grant an attacker full administrative control over the compromised system. So here's the timeline. On October 26th, F5 rolled out hotfixes for Big IP versions spanning from 13.x to 17.x. The Seattle tech giant didn't waste any time and is urging their clientele to apply these fixes without delay. Fast forward to October 30th, an update highlighted an unsettling observation. Threat actors are not just exploiting this vulnerability in isolation. They're chaining it with yet another newly discovered flaw in Big IP's configuration utility. Known as CVE-2023-46748, it has a CVSS score of 8.8. NIST's advisory on this flaw describes it as an authenticated SQL injection vulnerability that could let an attacker execute arbitrary system commands. In the words of Praetorian's Michael Weber, exploiting this bug could severely desynchronize Tomcat and Apache. In their tests, repeatedly sending such requests could lead the server to a point where it would be quicker to reboot the server than if you wait for the mess to resolve. Although the flaw has potential for remote code execution, there seems to be a side bug where one could intercept another user's login session. Final note, Praetorian has observed thousands of Big IP instances accessible over the internet that could be susceptible to these attacks, with a large portion belonging to telecommunication sectors. And now for a ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. Last September, MGM Resorts suffered a massive ransomware hit, bringing operations to a halt at some of their most renowned Las Vegas casino hotels like the Bellagio, Mandalay Bay, and the Cosmopolitan. Imagine this, guests are waiting for hours to check in, slot machines are down, and ATMs are malfunctioning. To add to the chaos, the culprits also made away with a vast amount of personal customer data from MGM's databases. MGM chose not to pay the ransom, even though the aftermath of the attack is expected to cost them a whopping $1 million in profits, as revealed in a regulatory filing. So let's contrast this with an earlier attack on Caesars Entertainment, which didn't gain as much media attention. And why is that? Well, that's because Caesar opted to pay the hackers and stop the release of the stolen data, and, hopefully, put the incident behind them. According to a Splunk survey, they're not alone in this decision. A staggering 83% of organizations admitted to paying ransom post-ransomware attack, with over half of these sums exceeding $100,000. Now, the rationale might seem straightforward, pay to get the systems back up and the data returned. But it's not that simple. There's no real assurance that after paying, your stolen data will be safely returned and that all the duplicates will be destroyed. Remember, we're dealing with cybercriminals. Even in the case of Caesars, they confessed to not being entirely sure that the attackers kept their side of the deal. But the repercussions of paying a ransom don't end there. Cyber Reason's study found that a staggering 80% of organizations that settled a ransom were attacked again. And this time, the hackers demanded even more money. So why is that, you might ask? Well, once a company demonstrates a willingness to pay, it becomes a lucrative target. MK Palmore, a former FBI agent and current director of Google's cloud office of the CISO, commented at TechCrunch Disrupt, suggesting that the cycle will continue as long as the incentives exist for the attackers. While paying the ransom isn't illegal, the FBI has long discouraged it, arguing that it emboldens cybercriminals to keep targeting fresh victims. Additionally, companies might face legal consequences if they unknowingly pay a ransom group to be sanctioned by the United States government. And at the back end of our ransomware report, 40 countries led by the United States are set to sign a commitment not to pay ransoms to cybercriminals and aim to eliminate hackers' primary source of revenue. This initiative, themed the International Counter-Ransomware Initiative, emerges as ransomware attacks surge worldwide. The US experiences the brunt, suffering 46% of these attacks, as denoted by Ann Nuremberger, the US Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology. The Alliance's strategy focuses on curbing hackers' finances. This involves improved intel sharing about ransom payment accounts, establishing two information sharing platforms by Lithuania, and a collaboration between Israel and the UAE. Additionally, a blacklist of digital wallets linked to ransomware payments will be circulated through the United States Department of Treasury. Efforts also include utilizing artificial intelligence to scrutinize blockchains and pinpoint illegal funds. And that will do it for another episode of the Daily Cyber Threat Intelligence Brief. Remember, in the vast digital expanse, stay curious, stay secure, and always hack the planet. Until next bite, keep your pings low and your privileges high. This is the Dark Web Detective. Over and out.